local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Lightning is a huge issue, not as much for the flight demonstration, but just for the safety of the spectators. So we'll obviously work very closely with the air show administrators and the folks putting on the air show itself to ensure that that everybody is safe, which is not just the folks flying, but the folks watching. They need to be safe as well, and thunderstorms are a huge player in that.
That was Blues boss Commander Alex Armitas this afternoon during Blue Angel Media Day. And just a couple of hours later, the Blue Angel practice show getting cut a little short due to the weather out on Pensacola Beach this afternoon. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, a Thursday edition, a Blue Angel Thursday edition. Welcome into the program here. Lot to get to today. We are absolutely jam-packed with information. Locally, of course, plenty of Blue Angel audio and coverage throughout the rest of the show today. And also look at what's happening nationally, internationally, in pop culture, entertainment, and sports as well. Today was the first chance that Gracie had to go on board NAS Pensacola, getting to see the sights of Sherman Field, the Blue Angel Hangar, and getting some FaceTime with the Blue Angels. Gracie, how was it?
It was lots of fun. I had a really good time, got a lot of good information, and like just learned a lot about the Blues. Plus, it was kind of nice because Mel McRae from our sister station, Cat Country, we got there like the perfect time. We were able to see her take off and land and like talk to her after. So overall, great experience.
What did she have to say?
She liked it. She had a good time. Who she was with, I think it was Lieutenant Zimmerman, was like, you have to say we when you're on at least once. Like, uh-huh. She was like, I was too nervous. I was trying to focus on what I was supposed to be doing. So,
do we know if she passed out at any point?
She didn't pass out. Okay. She did get a little bit sick, but it was towards the end.
To be expected.
So she almost made it all the way through without.
Okay.
I think it was the triple turn at the end got her.
All right. So. Anything that you that surprised you being out there today?
I just liked hearing them each talk about it. I about the Blue Angels, but you don't really get to talk to them. So
yeah.
What's your favorite thing? What do you love most about this show? You know, and like it was one pilot who I talked to and then a maintenance crew member as well. So kind of like you could see their appreciation for each other. So that was nice to hear them talk about.
Lieutenant Scott Goosens was the one that you spoke to, the slot pilot there. Our Andrew McKay, you were talking about it. This audio clip I thought was absolutely hilarious. Andrew talked to Commander Armitas, and what you just mentioned, getting to know them a little bit as people, and yeah, we see them and you know we celebrate them. We get to see them every Sunday flying home across the beach, obviously twice a year out at Pensacola Beach, and the homecoming show in November, of course. But learning some of the things about them that you may not otherwise hear. This was a great quote here about his call sign, which is Scribe.
The very short story is that I'm not a big drinker. It's not something I've ever really been into. Not a philosophical objection or anything. Just not something I didn't really get into. So early on in my career, I found myself being the one every morning that was helping folks remember what happened the night before. So I kind of became the keeper of history, and that's really where it started.
That's so awesome. That's how he got his call sign there. Also, we heard from Julius Bratton, Lieutenant Commander, Lead Solo Number 5. His call sign is Whiskers because he's curious like a cat, a reference to the SNL skit with Will Ferrell as Harry Carey. So that was really good information there. A lot of fun with the Blue Angels today. Glad you were able to be a part of that. A lot more Blue Angels talk. By the way, I will say this. Today, a lesson in that you may, if you are planning on going out there tomorrow, you may have to plan a little bit differently than you had been in terms of when you get out onto the beach. I have, in years past, been successful on the Thursday show. Not so much Friday, because I know the Friday show is much more highly attended. But as far as the Thursday show is concerned, I have in the past been able to just drive out to the beach at around 1:50, 2 o'clock, pull into the casino parking lot or even across the way, and then just hop out of my car, watch the Blues fly around, and then quickly get off the beach. Not this year. There were people that were still stuck on the bridge, the Bob Sykes Bridge, even the 3 Mile Bridge at 2 o'clock as Fat Albert took off. And then even afterwards where, you know, the F-18s are in the skies and, you know, you're just watching from your car, couldn't even make it onto the beach. So maybe that's just a lot more people in the area. Maybe there was just some accidents or whatever the case may be. If you are planning on heading out Friday and you thought you were going to maybe time it up to be there, you know, an hour or so earlier, if not even closer to when the civilian or the Blue Angels acts take off, you may want to plan a little bit more time being spent in the car tomorrow. So I will just throw that out to you as a PSA. Of course, a lot to get to today. We'll do that right now with our top three stories, where the Pentagon says three Russian fighter jets harassed U.S. drones on a mission over Syria.
Using things like parachute flares to drop in front of them, as well as one aircraft engaging its afterburner.
That's Brigadier General Pat Ryder, who called it unsafe and unprofessional behavior. The military released video of the encounter as the drones were carrying out a mission against ISIS. In Iowa, prosecutors recommending a 30 years to life sentence for a teen who pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in the death of his high school Spanish teacher, Nohema Glaber. 17-year-old Willard Miller was sentenced today. Second teen, Jeremy Goodale, also pleading guilty to the same charge. He'll be sentenced next month. Miller admitted that they killed Graber because of a bad grade she had given them. I remember when that happened. Just a terrible story. Also, the company behind the doomed Titanic submersible is shutting down for the time being. OceanGate says it has suspended all exploration and its offices are closing indefinitely. Investigators are searching for any insight into how a catastrophic implosion killed all five passengers aboard. 4:15 right now, 850-437-1620 is the text line. Time for today's History of the Blue Angels, along with traffic and weather together.
Well, right now, Pensacola Beach isn't the only place showing some slow traffic. On I-110, we have a bad accident right at the Fairfield Drive exit that is causing some major slowdowns northbound. So I'm not sure what happened, but we do have a vehicle that was on fire with a trailer attached to it. It has been put out, but we have three lanes northbound blocked. That, again, is northbound on I-110 at the Fairfield exit, backing up almost all the way to the downtown exits back onto Chase Street. So just keep that in mind. That is, or Gregory Street, excuse me. If you are getting onto I-110, you may want to just take 9th Avenue up or, you know, take Scenic, depending on where you're going, because that is going to be extremely slow moving traffic throughout Pensacola. Also, we are still seeing slowdowns getting off of Pensacola Beach. That's going to be via DeLuna as well as Fort Pickens is looking good right now, but it's via DeLuna, and then as well as some patchy traffic going through Gulf Breeze proper getting onto the 3 Mile Bridge. If you see anything else on the roads, please give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're looking actually pretty good right now. We do have some rain clouds throughout the area. That's going to be some rain going throughout the Beulah area and making up towards Molino, and some spotty rain clouds all around. So just keep that in mind. Other than that, we're looking good. We have a low of 75 tonight with 80% chance of some storms. 78 right now in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, and 77 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 80. I'm Gracie on News Radio with your traffic and weather together. And today's History of the Blue Angels is brought to you by Service Matters Realty.
Being chosen to fly with the Blue Angels is a great honor and a career-topping assignment, but it is not without risk. Since 1946, 263 fighter pilots have flown with the Blues, and 19 of them were killed while flying with the team. The fatality rate of 7.2% far exceeds that of the Navy's overall fleet. On October 28, 1999, Lieutenant Commander Kieran O'Connor was flying the two-seat number 7 jet during circle and arrival maneuvers in Valdosta, Georgia. In the back seat was Lieutenant Kevin Colling, who had just been selected to join the team for the following season. The plane went down, and both pilots perished. In April 2007, the Blue Angels were performing at the Marine Corps Air Station in Beaufort, South Carolina, when Lieutenant Commander Kevin Davis in the No. 6 jet reported by radio that he was out of position for a rendezvous with the other five jets. He pulled a 6.8G turn in an effort to catch up with his teammates. But Davis had insufficient airspeed and altitude to maintain flight control and was killed in the crash. Because it was so early in the season, former Blue Angel Lieutenant Commander Craig Olson, who had previously flown both No. 5 and No. 6 solo positions, was brought back to the Blues for the remainder of the 2007 season. 9 years would pass without a fatality, but on June 2, 2016, Marine Corps Captain Jeff Kuse was practicing the split S maneuver for the Great Tennessee Air Show in Smyrna when his jet hit the earth. Although he ejected, he did not survive. The Blue Angels were grounded when a budget battle in Washington resulted in significant cuts to the Defense Department. On March 1, 2013, the Navy announced the cancellation of the Blue Angels season after just 2 air shows. The team resumed flying in 2014. The Blue Angels' 2015 season saw their first female aviator on the team when Marine Corps Captain Katie Higgins, a 2008 graduate of the Naval Academy, began flying in the flight deck of Fat Albert, the Lockheed Martin C-130 Hercules. April 2017 was a busy month at Sherman Field onboard NAS Pensacola as the Blue Angels hosted 2 flight demonstration teams. Early in the month, the Blues were joined for a few days by the French Air Force's flight demonstration team, the 8-plane Patrouille Acrobatique de France. That occurred just days after they and the Blues performed at the Sun and Fun International Fly-In at Lakeland, Florida. 2 weeks later, the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds visited for 3 days of joint training exercises that concluded with the two teams performing a combined flyover along Pensacola Beach. I'll be back with more after this.
We love our military and first responders. Hi, I'm Suzanne Morgan with Service Matters Realty and Property Management, where we believe in doing more. We have a program designed specifically for military and first responders. It's called Your Service Matters. At closing, eligible buyers will receive money back based on the sale price of the home. Since 2015, we've given back over $230,000. Find out more. Go to servicemattersre.com.
The Blue Angels flight demonstration is a spectacular sight. Come along as we attend an air show in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, this is Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Before you embark on a day filled with family, friendly fun, and inspirational experiences, don't forget your pre-flight checklist. Flight simulators, 150 beautifully restored aircraft, a virtual flight deck, giant screen theater, world-class guides with service experience, gripping history, and rip-roaring out-of-this-world fun await you at the newly reopened National Naval Aviation Museum.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
This Saturday, News Radio Pensacola will be at Casino Beach for the Pensacola Beach Blue Angels Air Show. Stop by our tent to say hi to Andrew McKay and Tammy Martin.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you are enjoying your Thursday afternoon and getting ready for an awesome weekend here in Pensacola for Red, White, and Blues Week. Well, we're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to some local headlines. And Pensacola Beach is not the only place with slow traffic right now. Pensacola, I-110 northbound. We had an accident right near the Fairfield exit that is causing some major slowdowns. Again, that is northbound right before the Fairfield Drive exit. It is a vehicle blocking three lanes. It was an accident. It was on fire. They got to put it out, but there's a fire truck on scene. And three lanes, again, are blocked off. So just keep that in mind. And it is backing up all the way to downtown Pensacola, back to East Gregory Street. Got multiple text messages to the text line letting us know that it is bumper to bumper all the way down. So I would recommend, you know, either take 9th, take Scenic, depending on which way you're going. But you probably don't want to take I-110 right now, northbound. We also have slow traffic getting off of Pensacola Beach still. That is via DeLuna. As you are getting closer to the Bob Sykes Bridge, expect some delays and expect delays throughout Gulf Breeze. That's Gulf Breeze proper heading towards the 3 Mile Bridge, as well as Gulf Breeze Parkway as you're heading into Tiger Point. Expect some slowdowns there too. If you see anything else on the roads, you have any other details, give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Quick look at weather. We do have some light rain going throughout our area. Some heavy rain in the Beulah area, right where a 9 Mile and Mobile Highway meet, but other than that, we're looking pretty good. But expect some patchy rain throughout the rest of this evening. It's 78 in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, and 79 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with News Radio 92.3's Traffic and Weather Together.
Thank you very much. Of course, we'll have plenty of Blue Angel coverage and audio throughout the show today. Some other local headlines of note. The first, the state attorney's office now saying that local contractor Matthew Banks is facing charges in 11 additional cases of fraud. He was in court today to be rearraigned in several different cases. And on new charges, he has still not yet been arraigned. In cases where he has been, he has pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors allege he stole over $5 million from more than 150 people. Also appearing in court today, the man accused of shooting and killing a local professor and college basketball coach last May. No decision made on whether Keenan Farrow is competent to stand trial. His attorney asked for a continuance, saying a competency evaluation was done last week, but the report was just received yesterday. Farrow's accused of walking into a local gym and shooting Carla Williams. Of course, Carla Williams was honored by the school last September when she was inducted into the PSC Hall of Fame. Pensacola police saying that with the increase in weather and, of course, people being out of school, that there is an increase in vehicle burglaries. PPD's Mike Wood.
When school's out, we seem to have more of them. We had several vehicles, and I don't want to say they were broken into because that's not true. They were entered because they were, you can guess it, they were unlocked. And these thefts or these burglaries occurred off of Bayou Boulevard and subdivisions there and also off of Scenic Highway.
And Wood says most of the time it's a crime of opportunity, and if your door's locked, the would-be burglar will just go on to the next one. Quickly here some state headlines. The aide charged along with former President Trump in his classified documents case pleading not guilty, Walt Nauta, appeared in Miami federal court this morning. Parts of Florida will likely see the first batch of Saharan dust over the weekend. It's also expected in Alabama and Texas as the dry air associated with the plumes helps keep tropical waves at bay. But if the layer is thick enough, they can cause air quality issues. Also can cause more vibrant sunrises and sunsets. So hopefully we get to see some of that in our area. Police near Tampa describing another heartbreaking tragedy today after a 7-year-old boy was fatally shot during a dispute over jet skis. A 3-year-old ran out of an apartment and was struck by a car early this morning. Police say the driver showed no sign of impairment and there were no streetlights on the roadways. Surviving families of the Parkland school shooting touring the school again today before the building where the 2018 massacre took place is demolished.
I'll go in there and I'll be just one more thing I'll have to deal with. Murdered, and I'll go see where it happened. And I don't know what's going to happen when I go in it. I couldn't tell you.
The visits are continuing over the next few weeks. Every family is allotted 1 hour to be inside alone. 4:30 right now. Coming back, it's Fox News update coming up right now. After that, a look at our national headlines today. A lot going on around the world. Health, business, and science notes as well. And over the course of the show, plenty of Blue Angel coverage and audio from today's media day. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's in China, expected to tell Chinese officials that Washington wants healthy economic competition, but will defend trade curbs imposed by the U.S. on security grounds.
Expectations for this meeting set very low. A senior Treasury official saying they do not expect any major breakthroughs. That official says this is more of a chance to listen and make sure there's no miscommunication on what the U.S. is trying to do.
Fox's Edward Lawrence in Beijing. We're learning more about the warrant application the Justice Department used to conduct the search on former President Trump's Florida resort.
Detailing supposed surveillance video of a witness moving boxes in the days before the FBI raided the compound. The re-released filing with fewer redactions comes on order of the magistrate who declined a media request to publicize a completely unredacted version.
Fox's Eben Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The FDA today approved the Alzheimer's treatment Leqembi, a pivotal decision that's expected to expand access to the expensive drug for older Americans. And Medicare has promised to start covering that antibody treatment with some conditions. Leqembi, the first Alzheimer's antibody treatment to get full FDA approval, is made by Japanese pharmaceutical company Eisai and its Cambridge, Massachusetts partner Biogen. A new competitor to Twitter's off to an impressive start. Threads, from Facebook and Instagram parent Meta, debuted last evening and has already signed up well over 30 million people. While most features mimic those of Twitter, its user interface design more resembles Instagram's, with the same heart, comment, and share buttons and similarly placed tabs. There's a 500-character per post limit. Early celebrity signups included Jennifer Lopez, Shakira, Tom Brady, and Coldplay. Interest rate concerns came back today, and that sent stocks for a loop, the Dow down 360. That's Your Money Now.
So how are things?
Oh, great. Katie just bought herself a new bike with her own money.
What? My kids spend all their money on video games. How'd you get Katie to save?
Just a little education. Did you know China prioritizes teaching financial literacy starting in preschool?
That's so smart. American kids don't seem to hear a word about it in their classrooms. And I really can't teach it at home. They're being left behind.
Actually, we can help at home, thanks to the Sensibles.
The Sensibles?
Mm-hmm. They're a team of animated superheroes who help kids ages 6 to 12 to develop smart money habits in a fun way. Katie gets a Sensibles kit in the mail with a great DVD, a comic book, and other fun activities each month. She also gets access to an interactive website with a library of lessons, other fun activities, and lots more.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm signing my kids up today.
Visit BeSensibleSmart.com today and enter promo code SENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. Subscribe at BeSensibleSmart.com. That's C-E-N-T. It's the sensible thing to do.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Aaron Judge gave a scary prognosis for Yankees fans earlier this week. He said his toe injury could take 2 to 3 years to feel normal. When you think of all-time devastating injuries, toes aren't the first thing to come to mind. Judge put so much weight on that toe on his follow-through, he'll be able to play, but he may never be comfortable again, at least as comfortable as he was during last year's magical season. I'm Andrew Perloff.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect at adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, on the west side of Pensacola.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a fantastic Thursday afternoon and getting ready to have a fantastic weekend here in Pensacola because it is Red, White, and Blues week. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together as we did have some slowdowns getting off of Pensacola Beach today, and we have some major delays on I-110. So I-110 at the Fairfield exit, we do have an accident that is blocking three lanes on I-110. Again, that's only one lane open, and that is because of a accident. So we do have crews on scene getting it cleared up right now, but that's going to be the rightmost lane is the only one open, and it's opened up right past the accident, right as Fairfield is trying to merge on. So it's honestly just a mess right now. I would recommend not taking I-110 northbound if you're trying to get through Pensacola, take 9th Avenue, Scenic Highway, whatever you need to take, because it is backing up all the way past the Pensacola Bay Center. So just keep that in mind. Also, getting off of Pensacola Beach right now is actually looking pretty good. We still have some slowdowns. That is going to be on Via de Luna, backing up to just about 10th Avenue, so nothing too bad. Right near like the Break Beach Bar, that plaza is where it's where the slowdowns are backing up to. So not too bad, but we do have slowdowns throughout Gulf Breeze, whether you're going through Gulf Breeze proper to get to the 3 Mile Bridge or heading towards Tiger Point. You are going to see some slowdowns throughout Gulf Breeze still. If you see anything else on the roads causing delays, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Oh, just one more thing. There is an accident on Davis Highway northbound at Brent Lane that is causing some massive delays as well. So that is Davis Highway northbound at Brent Lane. For weather, we are going to get an update from WEAR.
As red, white, and blues week continues, so does the high chance for rain. Friday, that rain chance is up around 70%. On Saturday, the rain chance 60%. Showers and thunderstorms also likely on Sunday as we jump ahead. Of course, before the showers and thunderstorms start popping up, the heat and humidity take over. So highs will run mainly in the low 90s, but those heat index values are going to be way up around 105 or even above. Overnight lows, upper 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Picking up with some national headlines now, the White House is trying to improve its frosty relationship with China. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in Beijing today on a mission to find common ground for the U.S. Her visit comes amid simmering tensions that have prompted both sides to reconsider the deep commercial and investment ties that have defined the relationship for decades.
Also, New York City might be housing migrants in empty school buildings for the summer. Mayor Eric Adams' administration is compiling a list up to 30 schools that have been expected to be empty throughout the summer for a possible to possibly house migrants. So the city is out of shelter rooms as waves of asylum seekers continue to come to NYC.
One of the people who was wounded in the El Paso Walmart shooting of 2019 told the gunman, "I want you dead." The 12-year-old victim spoke in federal court yesterday during the sentencing hearing for 24-year-old Patrick Crucius. He killed 23, wounded 22, after posting an online manifesto that called his attack a response to the Hispanic invasion of Texas.
Also coming out of California, a 65-year-old man, a San Diego man, apparently died due to the extreme heat in the Death Valley on Monday. The National Park Service says that the man was found in a car with two flat tires. The car's air conditioning wasn't working and the windows were down, suggesting that the heat-related illness may have caused him to run off the road. The temperature over the weekend reached 126 degrees.
A shocking twist in the investigation into the missing Texas teen who was found alive after vanishing 8 years ago. Houston police say that Rudy Farias was living with his mother the whole time, and she was keeping him hidden using a fake name.
Mother Janie continued to deceive police by remaining adamant that Rudy was still missing.
Lieutenant Christopher Zamora says they have no idea why the pair kept lying to police, but they deny reports that there was drugs or sexual abuse happening in the home. Faria's mother could face a misdemeanor charge for lying about a missing persons case.
A small bag of cocaine that was found in the White House is now going to be tested for DNA and fingerprints. That's according to NBC News, which also noted that the investigation could be completed by Monday. On Wednesday, the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, told reporters that it was found in a heavily trafficked area where many West Wing visitors do walk through.
Looking at some sports scores right now, the Brewers and the Cubs final 6-5. Games in progress. The Reds leading the Nationals in the 10th, 5-3, and 0-0 between the Blue Jays and the White Sox in the 3rd. Later on, 5:40 start time on FS1. The Marlins hosting the Cardinals. Also, the Braves are off today, and also final today, the Tigers beat the Athletics 9-0. NBA 2K24 announcing that it'll be Kobe Bryant featured on a pair of covers for next year's video game. 2K Sports unveiled the Kobe Bryant and Black Mamba editions of the video game franchise today. Health, business, and science notes. Threads, the Meta competitor to Twitter, garnering millions of users in the hours since it launched last night, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said the new social media platform saw 10 million signups in its first 7 hours. The text-based social networking app allows Instagram users to post short updates, links, pictures, and videos.
I actually, when we talked about this yesterday, I really didn't think I would hear about that much about Threads, but it seems like a lot of people are using it.
Yes.
I don't know if celebrities are pushing it, but I've heard a lot of people talking about they made a Threads account today.
So I did, for no other reason than to just kind of talk about, know, what's been going on the show. But I have actually found it very user-friendly.
Yeah.
And, the first things I saw were, Tom Brady had an account, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and all these. So I spent the morning, just kind of looking for the various news outlets and sports that I would normally follow on Twitter. So I have, kind of got my timeline. Now, the only thing that I will say that is noticeably different about Twitter and Threads right now is that my timeline is not just stuff that I follow.
Okay.
But, Twitter, you had the option for you and then following. Mm-hmm. That is not the case right now. Don't know if that'll change. I only have 2 followers right now, so I'm still trying to build the brand out.
Just wait.
Yes.
We're going to get some content out for Joe. Going to get a quick look at traffic again, and then we are going to get some more health, business, and science headlines. We do still have major slowdowns on I-110 northbound. That's due to an accident right at the Fairfield Drive exit. That is 3 lanes blocked off. The only lane that's open is the right lane, and that is the only part where it's open is right where it's merging with Fairfield trying to get on as well. So it is a big mess right now on I-110 northbound, backing up past the Pensacola Bay Center. So just keep that in mind. If you're deciding to take Davis northbound instead of I-110, well, there's an accident right near Brent Lane. So keep that in mind. That is causing some slowdowns as well, backing up a good bit on Davis Highway as well. Taking a look at leaving Pensacola Beach, leaving the air show this afternoon, you're still going to see some slowdowns on Via de Luna, but nothing too bad. It is backing up to about 10th Avenue. That's going to be right around the plaza where Native Cafe is. So that's where it starts to slow down. We do have some slowdowns getting out off of Fort Pickens Drive as well, backing up a good bit. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by ECUA. So ECUA's bulk pickup, you will have to call in now. It is a call-in for pickup, and that's going to be calling by 2 p.m. the day before your normal service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. For weather, we do have some patchy rain going throughout our area. Beulah-Ensley area is going to be showing some rain right now. Alberta also getting some rain, and that's going to be moving into Pensacola probably here later this evening. So just keep that in mind. We do have some chances of patchy rain all throughout this evening at 70% and a low of 76. It's 82 right now in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together. So the number of Americans who are asking for first-time unemployment benefits is up. The Labor Department says that it received 248,000 requests for the week that ended in July 1st. That's up 12,000 from the week prior.
Also, pancake tacos are now on the menu at IHOPs nationwide. They're silver dollar pancakes with different fillings that are either savory or sweet, just for a limited time, through the end of July.
Also, if you have a Honda, Honda's recalling over 100,000 vehicles due to brake issues. So the recall includes certain recent models of the Civic, Ridgeline, Passport, Pilot, the Acura MDX vehicles. So the issue involves a loose fastener that connects the brake booster and the brake master cylinder, which could lead to possible loss of brake function. So letters are out notifying drivers. They're going to be actually mailed out next month.
Pop culture news today. This has to be up there as far as the most random headlines. And I did not think that I would ever see these two names together, but here we are. The NBA's top draft pick, Victor Wembanyama, making headlines after his security, team security, that is, smacked Britney Spears in the face in Las Vegas last night. So TMZ reports the pop star was struck by a member of Wembanyama's security detail when she tried to get a photo with him. The security guard reportedly apologized to Spears, but a police report was filed alleging battery. So the San Antonio Spurs Summer League team is in Vegas for the NBA Summer League, and last night they were out at this high-end posh restaurant, and Wembanyama is there with the team security. Maybe he has a personal security or not, and so is Britney Spears and her husband. So as TMZ reports, Spears went up, and I would imagine, you know, a good group of people noticed her, and so there was a group of people around her, and then she reaches out and, you know, just kind of taps Wembanyama on the shoulder, and then the security guy, just without hesitation, just backhands right into her face and knocks her down. So
bizarre.
And he said, you know, he's profusely apologizing. He's saying, oh, I had no idea it was Britney. I'm like, well, okay, but
how often do you backhand?
Why
someone?
Is your first response, your initial muscle memory when a woman just reaches up and touches a guy on the shoulder is for you to just backslap your hand onto her face? So, yeah, this story is not going to go away. Pretty bizarre one happening in Las Vegas last night.
Very weird. One more pop culture one before we take a quick break, but we will have some more in a bit. Taylor Swift reportedly has about 3,000 unpaid fines for not properly disposing of trash outside her New York City apartment. So the New York Post reports that the city records show that the 33-year-old singer has been hit with at least 32 tickets for failing to keep the sidewalk clean outside her three-story townhouse.
Now, this is surprising to me for one reason. I would have thought that there would be an army of Swifties that would just volunteer to do that on their own time to keep her street area clean.
Yeah, I'm surprised there's not a 24-hour service
brigade.
Cycle
yeah,
of just
exactly.
If someone spits on the floor, let's wipe it up.
Exactly. So that one's a little surprising there. 4:50 right now. We'll take our final break of this hour, come back with some more pop culture notes and some wacky and weird headlines to wrap up hour number one. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
It's the 2023 Blue Angels Air Show at the beach, and you can hear the narration right here on News Radio 92.3. Bring your radio and tune in starting at 11 to hear the narration from the News Radio team, plus insights from former Blue Angels boss, Captain Greg McWhorter. This Blue Angels broadcast is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service, Cannell & Company Realty, Doug's Auto Supply, and Pro Health. Be sure to bring your radio to the beach to hear the Blue Angels on
News Radio 92.3.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Not a soul up ahead and nothing behind. There's a desert in my blood and a storm in your eyes. Am I the king of nothing at all? And you're the queen of nothing at all. Well, I remember the fight and I forget the pain. I got my hand in your pocket and my key in your chain. Am I the king of nothing at all? And you're the queen of nothing at all. Oh, through the wilderness, you and I, we walk through the emptiness. Oh, my heart is a mess. Is it the only defense against the wilderness? Well, cross my heart and hope to die, taking this one step at a time. Got your back if you got.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you are enjoying your Thursday afternoon. We're going to get traffic and weather a little bit early just because there's a lot going on right now on the roads. So be careful and use a lot of caution. Some semi-good news is we did get the vehicle moved off of I-110. So all the lanes are open on I-110. Doesn't mean that the traffic has gone anywhere. We still have extremely slow traffic getting back to Gregory Street on right near the Pensacola Bay Center, but it's going to be moving quickly since that is cleared up. So just keep that in mind if you are still bumper to bumper in downtown Pensacola northbound on I-110. We're going to be looking good in just a bit. Also, we have some heavy delays on Davis Highway. That's going to be Davis and Brent Lane accident in the northbound direction that is causing some major slowdowns right across the street from like the Sky Zone Trampoline Park. That is where that accident did take place. Also, just got an interesting text in just to keep your eyes out for. There is a parked Honda on 9th Avenue that is blocking a lane. So hopefully that gets cleared out soon. So just keep that in mind that may be a disabled vehicle right there. We still have some slowdowns getting off of Pensacola Beach. Via de Luna is going to be backing up right at the light where Via de Luna and Fort Pickens meet. Nothing too bad though, as well as Fort Pickens Road still backed up to about the Pensacola Beach crosswalk. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. For weather, we do have some rain going throughout our area. Just some light rain right now throughout Ensley, as well as Alberta and Foley getting some rain, and that may be moving into Pensacola and the rest of our area soon. If you see anything else on the roads, you see any weather updates, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. With a low of 76 tonight, it's 82 right now in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Looking at some movie news today, the first trailer is out for the upcoming biopic about Bob Marley. Ooh,
yeah. You know you're a superstar. All right. Well,
tell me. I'm a superstar.
I wanna jam it with you.
Going on. You can't separate the music and the message.
Cause every day we pay the price.
And what is the message? Peace.
Sounds pretty cool there. Bob Marley, One Love, will tell the reggae star's story from his start in Jamaica to his rise to global stardom. The film hitting theaters on January 12th.
Also, if you are interested in playing the Powerball, well, the Powerball jackpot is nearing $600 million. No one won Wednesday's grand prize of $546 million, so the jackpot is rolling over to Saturday's drawing. It's going to be worth about an estimated $590 million. Mega Millions jackpot is going to be worth about $427 million when those numbers are drawn tomorrow.
This is really cool if you haven't seen this yet. It's called the world's largest video screen lighting up Las Vegas. It's called The Sphere. new entertainment arena under construction near the Vegas Strip. It's covered with a 580,000 square foot LED screen. And on July 4th, the giant dome-shaped building lit up and started showing a welcome message that read, "Hello World," followed by animations of fireworks and stars and stripes. Also had it lit up as the moon. And then also planet Earth. And it is so cool looking. There's video on Twitter that I just saw, you know, taken from up above in hotel rooms. And it's like, it's amazing.
Cool. I got to check it out. Some good news to finish off this hour. A Los Angeles couple celebrating the 4th of July are welcoming quadruplets into the world.
Yeah.
So Jay and Sarah had their quad squad, two boys, two girls, delivered at 34 weeks and each weighed a little more than 4 pounds. They're expected to be in the NICU for a couple more weeks before they can head home.
Pretty good weekend for a guy in Iowa a couple weeks ago. On Friday, June 23rd, he proposed to his girlfriend. She said yes. The next day, he bought a lottery ticket and won $390,000. He had to wait a week to get it cashed out because that day they took off on a family vacation to Florida. So all that week, he was just sitting on a $390,000 lottery ticket and finally got home to cash it. So that's pretty cool. Also, congratulations to 90-year-old Melba from Texas, just retiring after working at the same Dillard's department store for 74 years. She started in 1949, and even more impressive, in those 74 years, she never called in sick or missed a single day of work.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, I'd imagine, you know, vacation excluded from that, but yeah. Never calling off or skipping out. Yeah, that's awesome.
Wow.
4:59 right now, Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We'll see you in about 12 minutes for a full rundown of everything happening in your world today, July 6th of 2023. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.